I'm a little afraid of what Poodle's going to start posting.
Oh, there's a picture of Poodle's kid.
that's what I mean. Yeah.
Poodle's kid.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Baby Poodle?
Baby Poodle, yes. Little that's baby Poodle.
Poodlette.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
There's a picture of Poodle's...
Poodlette.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1624 of the BFO for Wednesday the 16th of April 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Squeaky Kitty. That was good, Squeaky Kitty. Big Freddy! Hello, shirtlessers. Big Freddy! Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are shirtlessers because y'all, after tax day, you've given the shirt off your back. Shirt off your back, Big Freddy. Please put it back on. And y'all, some of you, with the shirt off your back, you look like you're wearing your hair shirt. Big Freddy Vaga. That's what Big Fatty wears. He wears the hair shirt. Big Fatty, please, we're having Cheerios. Y'all, it was a good day in the coal mine for Big Fatty. Y'all got some plans made. You know, I don't know if I mentioned it, but the hat is retiring from the coal mine on the 30th of June. So Big Fatty has been put in charge of the going away party. And so y'all, we started making plans. Larry Klein and Veda and I, we kind of had a meeting of the minds. Big Freddy, that didn't take long. So we got a few things in mind, and we'll just go from there. But y'all, I'm happy to report. Ooh, y'all, that is chicken fingers. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I may have to stop eating these chicken fingers because y'all they've just given me the blech. It's not good. It's just not good. And so y'all, it probably had something to do with the fact that I had about 15 hands full of those jelly beans today. Also. Anyway, y'all, they're so good. So good. I know that Timmy Sims. Oh, Big Fatty, Timmy Sims. I just love Timmy Sims. Hi, Lexi. I know Timmy Sims loves the Starburst jelly beans. Good day at the coal mine. You know, Big Fatty is always in a better mood when a project gets finished up. So y'all, I was happy about that. Yes, Big Fatty, you've mentioned it about 15 times. Can we move forward? Sure. But anyway, y'all hadn't heard a thing from the Spot and Big Fatty. Oh, Spot and Crazy, y'all must not be getting any submissions over there, y'all, because there ain't nothing. There ain't a dadgum bit of good over there at the Spot and Big Fatty. Well, I mean, there's good, but there's nothing new. So y'all, do Big Fatty a favor, especially you lurkers. You know, when you send a submission to Spot and Crazy, you know, Spot and Crazy don't give a shit who you are. Big Fatty language. I'm happy to report that the e-letter problem that I talked about on yesterday's show, y'all, it has worked itself out. And, the e-letters that Calvin had sent to me did indeed come through, and I'm happy to report to Miss Bacon that I was able to get an address for Calvin, and I've put his can in the mail. And y'all, I'm sure Miss Bacon right now is sitting there going, Big Fatty. We love a B flat. There you have it. So anyway, y'all got an e-letter. No, I didn't. Did I get an e-letter or a post? I don't remember. Y'all, it was from a straight boyfriend, straight Bob. It was an e-letter, and he has an Axe Big Fatty question. Yes, Big Fatty!
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror!
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all are... Big Fatty question today comes to us from the future, from a straight boyfriend, straight Bob, and straight Bob writes in and says, Big Fatty, if Kathy Bacon does not come just after the Ham It Up intro to the voice letters, my state of mind is not quite right. And I feel a bit off. I think he's trying to say that Miss Bacon has some sort of sexual experience when she hears the Hamming It Up with Big Fatty music. But he says, can I ask you this? Do you have a butler that excuses himself in the lounge and tells you that you are needed in the study when Kathy Bacon, or K-Bay as he says, when Kathy Bacon calls, and is the phone actually red? Well, first of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much for the question. It's an excellent question, and I'm delighted. I'm delighted that you've asked this question, and any type of pleasure that Miss Bacon might receive when she hears the Hamming It Up with Big Fatty music, I cannot respond to that because I don't know. But yes, I do have a butler, Big Fatty. Only when you make me put on my bow tie and tails.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello.
Kathy. Bacon.
Hello. Hey, fart. Hey, who? I decided that for every F-bomb that Poodle drops, I'm going to call Poodle Poo. Okay, so anyway, Brian, hey, Bacon. Excellent idea. I love a contest, and a contest with Bacon is even better, but I think this should be the rule. First rule. May Day is my favorite day in all of the holidays. May Day is my favorite holiday. So anyone who submits an entry on May Day will get their name in the basket twice in my May basket. The entry has to be in the form of a picture to Spotting Fatty, Spotting Big Fatty. You have to submit a picture, and it has to be... of your hand, your face, your grocery receipt, your bacon, and your recipe. Because we're not just going to Google bacon recipes and submit them. The contest will end May 21st, because that's a good 4 weeks. And so it has to be, okay, this is what you have to do. You have to submit it to, you can get the link, Fatty will tell you where. On the BFO online website, and you just load it there. I'm pretty sure the webmaster will not mind me using it. And load your picture there, and it has to be of you procuring, preparing, baking, or making the bacon recipe. And if you don't, if you're a vegetarian or a vegan, then buy the ingredients, donate them to your neighbor, and ask them to make the recipe. But and I don't even care if they're all BLTs, because that is a bacon recipe. But you have to say exactly what you put on your BLT. Like, I use salt and pepper, okay? And lots of mayo. Mayo! Okay. Let me know if that works for you, Brian.
Yeah, I gotta see, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Brian, over there in the Japan, Mexico, Miss Bacon has issued the rules for the bacon recipe contest that you came up with. And you got to let her know if those meet with your approval. And, y'all, the cash prize is it will be sent to the winner. And y'all, it ends on, I think she said, the 21st of May. And y'all, you send your pictures over to Spot and Big Fatty, and y'all, the link is right over there at the top of the Fat Favorites. You know, just go over and upload your picture and with the recipe, and old Spot and Crazy will get them posted. And y'all, it's a cash prize. It's a lovely cash prize. And y'all, if you submit it on the 1st of May, you get a double entry. Big Fatty, count me in.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Toppy Smelly from the Smellcast. I have an ask Big Fatty question. Cue that crazy music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's a double Ask Big Fatty today. And our second Ask Big Fatty question to us comes from old Stink Pot himself, Toppy Smelly. Toppy?
Well, Big Fatty, the thing I wanted to ask you was about your preference for the absence of the underpant pants. Why is that? What do you like about it? And I have a bonus ask Big Fatty question. Big Fatty, I found out this weekend I'm about 800 feet above sea level right this very minute. And I just wanted to know, how many feet above sea level are you? Meow. Meow. I'll hang up and listen off the air. Thanks for calling.
Oh, Toppy, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice on the BFO. Big Fatty, Squeaky Kitty says to say hi to Sassy. First of all, excellent questions. Both of them are excellent questions. I'll answer the second one first, because you know that's how they do. Charleston, of course, is right on the coast, so it is anywhere from 0 feet above sea level, since we are right on the coast, to about 20 feet above sea level. So we're not real high. Big Fatty, not as high as Colorado, but anyway. And as far as the underpants go, Toppy, Big Fatty just likes to the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your underpants blowing in the wind.
Bacon.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. Let's just keep this between you and me. So anyway, the other day, I started watching Man of Steel. And it was about this boy that's having this dream about this somebody, about a person and then goes to school, and then this girl comes into the classroom and comes to find out she's a niece of an uncle who they consider to be crazy or whatever. So anyway, I'm thinking I'm watching Man of Steel. Now, I've restarted Man of Steel like 5 or 7 times, or maybe 11 even. I don't know why. I'm just having a hard time convincing myself. Anyway, nonetheless, it's on HBO Go, okay? So anyway, I keep restarting it, but that is not the movie that I'm watching, because I think that guy is that one, what's his face, who threw the telephone at the receptionist at the hotel or whatever. Can't think of his name, but anyway, hello, do you know the movie that I'm talking about? Maybe, like, give me the show title so I can finish watching it. It was really good. So kid was having this dream about this girl, and then this girl has, like, some special powers or something. So anyway, I'll keep searching in the meanwhile. But don't tell anyone, okay, because I sound, like, freaking crazy.
Yeah, Gussie, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Miss Bacon, I am going to defer. I am going to defer the answer to this question, and I'm going to ask that Timmy Sims. Call in and answer the question for you, because you know he is the authority when it comes to the Superman. Big Freddy, you can say that again. So Timmy Sims, if you will call in and tell Miss Bacon what the hell she's watching, and kind of clear the air, Big. Big Freddy, did he have Mexican for lunch too, or those chicken fingers? No, I didn't. No, not that kind of clear in the air. But you answer Miss Bacon's question. It would just be lovely if you could help her out with that. But Miss Bacon, I am not a cinema person that likes to go to movies. Big Freddy. I know. If anybody knows about it, it's going to be that Timmy Sims. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I thought I'd close out today with a little quiz that my mother sent me. I probably won't get through all of it, but here we go. There, y'all, these little, it says, here's something for seniors to do to keep those aging gray cells active. Number one, Johnny's mother had 3 children. The first child was named April. The second child was named May. What was the third child's name?
Big Freddy, I don't know.
Johnny's mother had 3 children. The first child was April. The second child was May. The third child, of course, was Johnny.
Big Freddy, good one.
There is a clerk at the butcher shop. He is 5'10" tall and wears a size 13 sneakers.
Big Freddy, the Fay driver would be excited about that.
What does he weigh?
Big Freddy, he's 5'10" tall and weighs size 13 sneakers. I don't know. What does he weigh?
Well, Poodle, he's a butcher, so he weighs meat.
Big Fatty!
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show,
Big Freddy, I'd like to address that.
All right, Poodle.
At the beginning of today's little show, that was Jimmy Band. He said he was uncomfortable with what I might be posting on the Face Space. Well, now, Jimmy Bear, I hope you are not uncomfortable. I have not been on the Face Space as much as I would like to be. Squeaky Kitty goes on every now and then, so if there's something vulgar, you need to let me know. Poodle, I did.
I did get a report from Gavin and Jimmy Bear, and they said...
There's a picture of Poodle's...
Poodlette.
Oh, Big Freddy, my Poodlette was on the inner tubes?
can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.